What I'm offering you here is an opportunity to write a new agreement with what it is that's going to constitute your reality. And this new agreement with what it is that's going to constitute your reality is going to involve you coming up with some ideas and some behaviors and some strategies and some things that you've probably never even considered before. So before you go any further, I want to read to you a very short story, and I'm reading it to you because I want it to come without any paraphrasing. I want it to be exact. It's a story that Buddha told his students as he was preparing them to enter into the world of heightened awareness or meeting their life's greatest challenge. And their life's greatest challenge is nothing more than learning how to face in a different direction than outward for the sustenance and the purpose and the fulfillment of your life. A young widower who loved his 5-year-old son very much was away on business. And bandits came and burned down his whole village and took his son away. When the man returned, he saw the ruins and panicked. He took the charred corpse of an infant to be his own child, and he began to pull his hair and beat his chest, crying uncontrollably. He organized a cremation ceremony. He collected the ashes and put them in a very beautiful velvet pouch. Working, sleeping, or eating, he always carried the bag of ashes with him. One day his real son escaped from the robbers and found his way home. He arrived at his father's new cottage at midnight and knocked at the door. You can imagine at that time the young father was still carrying the bag of ashes and crying. He asked, "Who is there?" And the child answered, "It's me, Papa. Open the door. It's your son." In his agitated state of mind, the father thought that some mischievous boy was making fun of him, and he shouted at the child to go away and continued to cry. The boy knocked again and again, but the father refused to let him in. Some time passed, and finally the child left. From that time on, father and son never saw one another. After telling this story, the Buddha said, "Sometime, somewhere, you take something to be the truth. If you cling to it so much, when the truth comes in person and knocks on your door, you will not open it." That's a story taken from Legacy of the Heart. The story is very relevant. There are so many things that we take to be a truth, and we hang on to them, and we argue for them, and we fight over them, and we're willing to even go to war over them, or we're willing to even die over them if necessary. But we believe and hang on to these truths, and then something comes along that might challenge these truths. And rather than having an open heart and an open mind and saying, you know, maybe this agreement that I have signed, maybe I've got to consider changing it. It doesn't really give me that sense of what it is that I really want for myself. I'm sort of like what Stuart Wilde called a fringe dweller. I'm dwelling on the fringe, if you will. I'm in the system, but in my heart, there's a part of me that says I want something much more. I want to feel that my life has a deep and rich and fulfilling purpose, and I want to be on purpose in my life at all times.